Welcome to the Loving Wellness Podcast, your compass to embracing a holistic approach to health, one that extends love not only to your body and spirit, but also ripples outward to those around you. I'm your host, Ava Nori, a registered dietitian and your wellness BFF. Together, we'll dive deep into all the ways you can practice loving wellness in your own life and tap into the healthiest, happiest, most aligned version of yourself through both solo episodes and conversations with experts in many fields. Let's get into the show. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Loving Wellness Podcast. I cannot believe it is the new year. Happy New Year. Happy holidays. I hope you all had a great holiday season, a great end to 2023. And I don't know about you guys, but I am excited for this year and I'm excited for this episode because today I'm going solo to talk about how to use the power within you and harness that innate power we all have within us to manifest our 2024 goals and really make our dreams a reality. And my intention today really is to inspire you, motivate you, and share some of the things that have worked for me, some of the things I've been learning and also implementing in my own life to manifest the things that I want to bring forward in my life. I think that 2023 was definitely a weird year for a lot of us, and I think I personally underwent so much growth and so many changes, big life changes, but also all the little changes that we all go through every day, every week of our lives. But I think that there's a lot of hope and optimism as a collective going into 2024. And I don't know if you all would agree with that, but I think there's some good energy coming in this year. And I'm really excited to harness that collective positive energy, but also to talk about how we can make our dreams come true regardless of what the world is around us, regardless of what's going on, how we can actually go inward and really use our own innate energy, co-creative ability, and all the other fun stuff that we can use that we have available to us at all times. And if you couldn't already tell, this episode will have a lot of spirituality intertwined into it. And I think that's at the basis of manifestation. So if that's not your thing, I implore you to just listen and take what works for you and leave the rest. And I mean, even if it does, if it is your thing, I think that's always a good way to go about anything you listen to and any content you consume. And it's what I tell people all the time. But if you're new here, we do get into all the spiritual, quote unquote, woo-woo stuff. So bear with me if that is new to you. And I hope that some of these ideas really resonate. So a lot of the ideas I'm going to be talking about are based on a book that I recently read by one of my favorite spiritual teachers. His name is John Roger. And this book is called The Power Within You, which inspired the title of this episode. This book was seriously, I think, one of my favorite reads of 2023, and I would highly, highly recommend that you all listen to it if you are trying to set goals for yourself, if you're trying to create the life of your dreams, if you're trying to manifest this year, or just in general. I think it's a really, really great guide to all of this, and the book is really about tools, resources, affirmations, and just ideas for using your conscious mind, your subconscious, your unconscious mind, and using this innate power we have within us to manifest and, you know, create what you want in this world. So I just wanted to bring that up because a lot of the ideas that I'll be talking about in this episode are going to come from that book. So if you want more depth, more information, I would suggest reading it after you listen to this. And if you're a fan of this episode, of the book I just suggested, of any of these ideas, all this information, I would highly recommend that you read the book Spiritual Warrior by John Roger. It's the same author, same spiritual teacher, and that book is really kind of the basis for a lot of my own spiritual beliefs and a lot of what I talk about when it comes to the spiritual stuff. So I think that's also a really great book. And if you're looking to look inward, go on that spiritual journey, awaken to your own soul, that book is a really great guidebook, I think, to do so. And it's just full of so much wisdom. It's very easy to read and simple, but the ideas are quite complex to actually implement. And I guess that's the case with most spirituality, is that a lot of these ideas are simple, but they're so much easier said than done. So be kind and gentle with yourself as you go on this journey, if you are in that space right now. Anyway, getting back to today's topic, I wanted to start this episode off with a quote from the book I just mentioned, The Power Within You. And this is sort of the thesis of this entire book and the ideas that I'm going to share in this episode. And I think that understanding this one universal truth will kind of help to set everything up and set all of the tools up to actually help you achieve your goals. So the book starts with this paragraph. This is actually the first paragraph of the entire book in chapter one. And it goes, and I quote, "There is one God. There is one intellect, which is God's intellect. There is one body, which is God's body. You are a part of God. You are an extension of spiritual energy. We'll call this spiritual energy universal mind, quote unquote, in order to locate it, but you could call it the subconscious mind if you prefer. You can use any word for this energy as long as you allow your reference points to remain open and to flow freely with the information I will present." So, end quote. That is how John Roger starts his book. And I just want to say that if the word God freaks you out, if you don't believe in God for whatever reason, I think that this paragraph is just trying to say that there is this one sort of universal energy, a source. You could call it source. You could call it spirit. You could call it universal energy. You can call it the universe, like whatever it is to you. I think that most modern spirituality, if not all, kind of agrees on this one point, that there is this one energy that is creating all of this, right? There is a source, there is a universe that this is all coming from. And whether you want to call it God or spirit or whatever, it doesn't really matter what name you choose to give to it. I think it just matters that we understand that there is a oneness within us. We all come from one place. And when we can harness that energy of the oneness, that energy of where we all came from, which John Roger calls God, then we can start to use that energy to our advantage to create what we want in this life. So in other words, we all kind of have this innate power within us to create what we want and to succeed, to really have success. And, you know, I have studied so many spiritual texts. I've read books from so many different spiritual teachers, and they all kind of talk about this idea that there is this thing within us, this energy within us that wants us to succeed and that wants us to be happy, that wants us to be wealthy and healthy and abundant. And we just have to unblock whatever is blocking that energy from coming through in order to get what we want. It's not that some of us just have more success than others because we were destined to be more successful. I think it's just that some people are awakened to this and some people may not be, but they might just have other things in place to make them successful. But I think the people who are consciously successful, who do it with intention, and success does not just mean financial success. I think it just means success in general, in happiness, joy, all the other things that make someone quote unquote successful. I think the people who do it with intention and consciously and who are living in this way, who are awakened to their souls, they have found a way to harness this energy within them, this intellect, this God, this whatever you want to call it, this source, this spirit within them in order to succeed. And they've used the steps I'm going to talk about, like unblocking the things that are blocking that energy from coming through and clearing things that are hindering your success in your subconscious and all the things we're about to talk about. They have realize that this power is within them and that they have everything that they need to succeed. We all have what it takes to succeed. We don't need anything outside of ourselves. We just have to awaken to that power and unblock what is blocking that power. And in the book, The Power Within You, John Roger even talks about this mechanism within us. He says, and I quote, "One of the energies that you have present within you is a success mechanism that is dying to succeed. It truly wants to get you where you want to go. And if you learn to work with this energy, with it, you will bring success to yourself readily." And that's the end of the quote. So how do we actually start to utilize this power within us? That is the big question. And I'm going to share four main ideas, steps, I guess, if you will, to actually start to utilize this universal energy that we all have available to us to create what we want. Because I am of the belief, and this is another John Roger little quote, that we create, promote, and allow everything in our lives. So we are co-creators with this universal energy, with God. We have this power within us to co-create what we want, but we also have to be willing to surrender some of it, right? And what I mean by this is that we do have this power within us. We can create what we want, but A, we have to create responsibly, right? We don't want to create from a place of ego, but we also have to realize that this universal energy that we're working with, the universe, it sometimes has better plans for us than what we could have thought up for ourselves. So I think a big part of this and a big part of manifestation in general is to just be open and to be unattached to what you think you want for yourself, because sometimes there could be something better out there for you. And, you know, there's the quote that rejection is just a form of redirection. And I think we can all think back to a time in our lives where we were quote unquote rejected from something, or we didn't get our way, we didn't get what we wanted for ourselves, but that actually led to something even better that we couldn't have imagined for ourselves because we were so focused on that one thing that we wanted, whether it's losing your job and then that ended up opening up this pathway for you to get an even better and bigger job that pays you better, or maybe it's breaking up with someone, but then that led to the relationship of your dreams. And a lot of stuff that sounds like quote unquote failure or just things not going our way, they're often things that fall away from our lives to create space for something that's new. So that's also something that I wanted to mention before I get into the four points that I wanted to talk about, is that sometimes we just have to let go and be flexible, be open to our plans changing, because sometimes there are bigger and better things out there for us. Okay, so going back to the question of how do we actually start to utilize this innate power we have within us to create what we want? The first point that I wanted to talk about, the first point I want to make, is that we need to know what we want for this process to start. If we want to manifest, if we want to create the life of our dreams, we have to know what that actually looks like. And that means having clear goals, having clear intentions that are specific, right? Because if we're not specific about it, we might not get exactly what we want. So getting clear on what it is that you want is, I think, the first step to this entire process. And it's kind of hard sometimes to realize what you want, especially if you're in that state of just not feeling good in your life, in a certain area of your life, but you don't know what it is that you're seeking. You just know that what you are experiencing right now isn't what you want. And that's helpful information. As any other emotions and feelings that we have, that's just information and feedback from our lives telling us what's working and what isn't. So if something doesn't feel good for you, and I like to look at every area of my life, especially around the new year, and really just assess where I'm at in each of those areas. So you could kind of create a list of every area of your life if you're a list person, or just kind of write it all out in a journaling format, however you want to do it. I think it's important to kind of assess where you're at in order to see what it is that you want and what areas need to be improved, in your opinion, obviously. So maybe you write out like health, finances, career, family, friendships, personal and spiritual growth, and maybe anything else that is taking up your energy. Maybe hobbies is an area you want to look at. Maybe you have kids, so kids is another area of your life that is kind of using up some of your energy. All these different areas are things we want to look at to create goals for ourselves. And goals are really important. I think one of the things that a lot of successful people have in common is that they're all goal-oriented. They have ambitions. They have things they want to do. And if you're listening to this, maybe you already have all these goals set up, so you don't even have to think about this first step. But if you are someone who is like, I don't even know what my goals would be, I would work backwards and do the exercise of writing out the different areas of your life, the different areas that are pulling on your energy, like I was saying, and figuring out where you're dissatisfied, and you can create goals based off of that. And I think that that takes a lot of self-awareness, but discipline to make yourself do this exercise and to sit down and to actually look at your life. It can be really hard. So that is the first step to manifesting what you want, creating what you want, is to know what it is that you want, how you're going to get there, and the things that you want to feel as well. So it's not just having tangible goals, but I think another big part of this is to have conscious intentions of how do you want to feel. And I have a whole episode on just this one part, this step one of just having clear intentions, clear goals that are specific. Last year, I recorded a solo episode for the new year called How to Live with Intention in 2023. And that is the episode where I talk about all of this more specifically so that you can kind of get clear on what you want, the energy you want to bring into not just this year, but your life so that you can start to manifest it all. So listen to that episode if you are unsure of how to set up conscious intentions, how to have clear goals, how to know what it is that you really want. Aside from what I've just shared just now, I think that that episode will be really helpful for this step specifically. And then once you're done listening to that, if you haven't yet, and if you need that support, come back to this. And now we're going to get into step two. So the second thing that we want to keep in mind, the second main point with all of this, is to use your mind to your advantage. Our minds are so powerful. And we can use that power to our advantage, but we can also allow it to deter us away from what we want. So we have to be very careful as co-creators, right? And there's really two things I wanted to bring up with this one point about using your mind carefully. The first thing is that we create the meaning around what's actually happening in our lives and in our minds. So we can use our minds to create meaning around anything. And John Rogers said something in this book, The Power Within You, that really exemplifies this point. He said, let's say you are sitting by yourself in a chair. That is a fact. You're sitting in the chair by yourself. Your interpretation of that fact may be that I'm lonely because you're by yourself. But he says, when you awaken to the spirit within you, you will know that you are actually never alone. You will not feel the loneliness because you always have this universal energy within you. And all you need is to awaken to that reality. So essentially, and that gets into some deeper meaning around loneliness versus being alone, but just the fact that you can give meaning to something such as sitting alone is evidence that our minds are very powerful. They create stories around the situations that we're in, whether it's being alone, so we think, oh, I'm lonely because I'm alone, or whether it is, oh, I didn't do well in my meeting today, I'm a failure. That is something that your mind attaches to something that's happening in your life. Maybe you did slip up at a meeting, but that doesn't mean you are a failure. Your mind is making you think that you're a failure because your mind plays tricks on you. We can use our minds, though, to create positive meaning around things. And that is one huge aspect of creating what we want, is to use our minds to create positive situations. If we're trying to create more joy and happiness in our lives, maybe that's one of our goals, our intentions for this year and in general, then we have to start aligning the way we use our minds to create that joy and happiness. So if we end up slipping up in a meeting, for example, going off of that same example, instead of thinking I'm a failure, you can actually consciously choose the thought that this experience was just a lesson for me and my growth, and it's here to help me become a better person and a better employee at my job, and it's going to help me to grow into who I want to become. That is a much more loving and positive thought that is going to help you bring more joy and happiness into your life, because you're choosing a thought that is positive and loving and joyful instead of the alternative, which is I'm a failure. So you can see how powerful the stories we tell ourselves are. And another thing that John Rogers says, and this is in his book Spiritual Warrior that I brought up in the beginning, he says that it's not positive thinking. We don't want to just think positive thoughts, because that's impossible. There's so many thoughts going through our heads at once. We're never going to be able to have only positive thoughts. We're human. It's a part of being a human. But we can have a positive focus. And so it's positive focus, not positive thinking. And the second idea I wanted to bring up with this idea that our minds are powerful and we want to use our minds to our advantage is the idea, and this goes along with what John Roger was saying about positive focus. is that we are responsible for what we hold in our minds, not for what goes through our minds. So we, like I was saying earlier, we are not able to control every single thought that comes up, but we do have the ability to use our minds to hold on to only those thoughts and those things that come up that are positive, that are going to be serving us, that are loving, like I was saying. And we have to just be so ruthless and so watchful. And this is a practice that I am trying to master as we speak. And it's an ongoing process. And I don't even know if I'll ever get to the place where I don't hold on to any of the negative thoughts in my mind. But it's a practice, right? It's just practice, and it's all about just getting one step better each day, but really becoming discerning and becoming very selective about what thoughts come into our minds can be so powerful and can really help us create the positive things that we want in our lives. And how do we do that? We have to understand that we are not our thoughts. We are not even our feelings. We're not our emotions. We are soul, right? We are our souls, our highest selves. And all these thoughts and emotions and all these things that come up, they are not us. They are separate entities that come through our minds. And we have the power to choose what we focus on, the ones that we keep and the ones that we let go. And we have to observe our minds. And this is an idea that Eckhart Tolle also talks about so much, is this idea that we are separate from what's going through our minds, the thoughts that are going through our minds. So if we can just observe our minds instead of becoming our minds, that is where the magic is. That is where we can truly start this process of letting go of this identification with our minds, with our egos, with our negative thoughts that come up. And I just said our negative thoughts, and I meant that because it's also important to understand that sometimes the negative thoughts that are coming up, they aren't even yours. Sometimes they're things that you're picking up from the media, from social media, from magazines, books, from whatever it is, content you're consuming. So that's yet another reason to just be really watchful with what you let into your mind, watchful with the beliefs you start to have around certain things, because they might not even be yours. They might just be things that you picked up from other things and other people and other content or whatever you're putting in your mind, if that makes sense. And that is a beautiful segue into number three. So we've talked about having clear goals, clear intentions, and being specific about what we want. We've talked about being careful of our thoughts because our thoughts have power and we can use our thoughts to our advantage to create positive, loving things in this world, but we can also use them in a not so positive way if we're holding on to the negative thoughts that may not even be ours. And this next point, number three, is to use your subconscious and the power of subconscious work to release what isn't yours and to release the beliefs that aren't serving you and are preventing you from creating what you want, and to reinstill positive, loving beliefs that are going to be aligned to what you want. So we've talked about the subconscious mind quite a few times on this podcast, I believe. And I think it was even episode number 2 or 3 where I had Jenna Sophia, a subconscious specialist, on the podcast to talk about what the subconscious mind even is, why it's important, and how we can use it to our advantage. So if you want to learn more about what the subconscious even is, I would recommend listening to that episode and just kind of educating yourself more around it, because I didn't want to make this whole episode on what the subconscious mind is. But that's episode 3 I just checked. It's called Understanding the Subconscious Mind with Jenna Sophia, episode 3 of the podcast. And I recorded it two Februarys ago in 2022. But it's still one of the most listened to episodes of the show, and with good reason. So definitely go check that out if you don't have a good idea of what the subconscious mind is and how to work with it. But I think the main point I wanted to make with this one is to really start to become aware of what these beliefs are in your subconscious that are playing out in your life that aren't serving you and where you want to go. So let's say one of your goals is to be more financially successful and to make more money in 2024, but you feel like you can't make more money because you feel like there's something blocking that within you. No matter what you do, you kind of make the same amount of money every year, Or maybe you have this pattern where you lose a lot of money and you kind of struggle to pay rent, whatever it is with money, you can start to look at what subconscious programs are running the show when it comes to you and money. Maybe you have this subconscious belief that I don't deserve money, that if a lot of money comes my way, I don't deserve to have that, so you end up losing it. And money is an interesting one because there's so many different things that we can pick up from other people around money, especially our parents or the people we grew up with, the people closest to us. And it's a really interesting one to study when it comes to the subconscious mind, because I think it's easy to see the patterns play out because money is so easily lost and gained, and it's an energy, right? So it's something very interesting to be able to observe in your life and your relationship with it. But you can kind of look at these patterns that are coming up with whatever is going on. And if you're trying to be someone who is abundant, to make more money this year, to be more financially successful, if this really is the year that you want to become financially independent, that you want to have financial freedom, whatever that is, sticking with the money example, you gotta look at what's going on in your subconscious that's making you not those things. And how do we do that? We go into our subconscious and we start to rewrite some of those programs. So if you are someone who resonates with the belief that I don't deserve to have a lot of money, for example, that is something that you can actually go in and reprogram to, I am deserving of money and it is my birthright to be abundant. That is a new belief that you can instill in yourself around money, and you can start to see the abundance flow. Now, that sounds very simple, and I've definitely kind of dumbed it down into a very simple idea of changing your belief from one thing to another. It is not that easy, but there are so many different ways to kind of go in there and start to rewrite these beliefs. And with time and repetition, which is huge for the subconscious mind, your mind needs to see these things multiple times over and over again to rewrite these patterns. But you can change the beliefs that are going on in your mind, and you can change what is happening in your subconscious specifically to create what it is that you want instead of these patterns that are not aligned with wealth and happiness and health and whatever else it is that you want to manifest in this life. So I think there's so many different programs and tools and different resources for subconscious work. So I wanted to share some of those here in case you're new to subconscious work, to reprogramming your subconscious. I mentioned that podcast episode with Jenna. I think that's a really great place to start to learn more about the subconscious and how you can start to reprogram it. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind is a book by Joseph Murphy that's also a very well-known and revered book on the topic. I haven't read it personally, but I've heard great things, so that's another book that you can explore. I would read the book that I've been mentioning, The Power Within You by John Roger. I think that also does a great job of explaining the subconscious mind and why our subconscious runs so much of our lives and runs so much of the show with what's going on in our lives and how to change it. Another resource that I love and someone who I just adore is Dr. Joe Dispenza. His work is really focused on reprogramming your subconscious mind and reprogramming your beliefs and manifesting what you want. So I would highly recommend doing Joe Dispenza's meditations, reading his books. One of the books that I think is a really great one about all of this is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. The subtitle is How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One, which is really aligned with everything we're talking about in this episode. But yes, I love Dr. Joe Dispenza. I love his meditations and would really recommend getting into his work if you haven't already. I've mentioned him quite a few times on the show, but that is just a great resource on all things subconscious. And then just doing affirmations, you know, you can read Louise Hay's book, How to Heal Your Life. That is a great book on the power of affirmations to reprogram your subconscious mind. There's also a manifestation school, quote unquote, a program online. It's called To Be Magnetic. The founder is Lacey Phillips. This is a program that I used to do, and there are meditations in there that go into your subconscious, and you literally in the meditation go in and reprogram some beliefs that you've found in your subconscious that you want to change. So there's so many resources out there. I've recommended To Be Magnetic to quite a few people who have been wanting to get into this work, and that's also a great place to start, but there's so many resources out there. I just think it's really important to be aware of the power of our subconscious and how to use it for us, not against us. Same thing with our minds in general and our thoughts, but subconscious work, it goes beyond the thoughts. It's really about these ingrained beliefs that we pick up around us in our childhoods. I mean, most of it is from the age of 0 to 7. That's really where our subconscious starts to form and develop and creates all these beliefs. But the good news is our brains are so cool, our minds are so cool, and we can change them. We can change these beliefs, and we don't have to be run by the same programs that have been going on our entire lives, because if we want to change, something else has to change, right? Our beliefs have to change, our thoughts have to change, and that's really what all of this is about. Now, the last thing I'll say on the subconscious mind and subconscious work is another John Roger quote from the book, The Power Within You, and in it he says, "How can you work with spiritual energy when your subconscious has already been conditioned into certain patterns?" There's a great key for releasing and changing subconscious blocks. It has been presented by all of the great spiritual teachers of all times. It is this: with enough loving, everything is made new. And John Roger is right. I think with all spiritual texts, spiritual ideas, and the teachers that are sharing these things, they all are coming back to one idea, which is coming back to our loving, coming back to that love within us, that soul energy. And in the presence of love, anything really is possible. Everything is made new, like John Roger said. So we can start to release these subconscious beliefs when we can start to love ourselves fully and accept ourselves fully. And it doesn't mean you have to love the belief, obviously, but if you find that there's something within you, maybe you're doing some subconscious work, or maybe something came up and you're really thinking about it and you're like, you know what, I think it's because this belief is running the show and maybe I picked this up from this place, and all these things are coming up for you. This spiritual journey, this whole personal growth experience, it can be hard. It can be really overwhelming. It can cause a lot of emotions to arise. But if we start to hate that we picked up something, like, oh, I hate that I keep doing this one thing and this one belief is running this pattern, and I hate that I picked this up from my childhood and all this stuff, how can you start to change it, you know? So I think it's really important to be loving to yourself as you go through this whole process. And I think that that was the point, as I interpreted it, of that quote that I just read from John Roger, is that we can't hate ourselves into change. We have to love ourselves into evolving and changing and growing. And it's the same thing I talk about when it comes to wellness. And with my loving wellness philosophy, you can't hate yourself into a healed body. You can't shame yourself into making sustainable lifestyle and health changes. You have to love your body and love yourself as you go through all these things. That's the only energy that's going to help you move forward in all this, because that fear, that hatred, all those negative emotions and feelings and thoughts, they do nothing but hinder the progress that you want to make with manifesting the things that you want to manifest. So that's another thing to keep in mind, and another reminder I always like to come back to, whether it's with healing your body and becoming a healthier version of yourself or manifesting whatever goal it is that you have for this year and for your life, is really to approach it from a place of love. And another great book rec that I think has been mentioned on this podcast many times as well on this point is the book A Return to Love by Marianne Williamson. It really just kind of encapsulates everything I just talked about when it comes to being in a place of love and loving yourself into change. All right, this episode is getting a little longer than I wanted it to be, so I am going to try to wrap this up. I have one last point, one last tip, and one last kind of method for bringing what you want to bring into your life this year. And this last point is a big technique in manifestation. You've definitely heard of it before. All the manifestation experts talk about it, and it's really not a crazy concept, but a lot of people don't take the time to actually implement this. And I think it can be really, really, really effective. It's been very effective for me in my life, and that is visualization. So to that same point I was talking about earlier of our minds being super powerful and this idea that we can use our minds to our advantage, one of the things we can do to do so is to use what John Roger calls the theater of your mind to visualize what it is that you want. He talks about this idea of creating your success using your creative imagination. So on this inner screen of your mind, he says, this theater of your beingness, you can set up successful situations, the situations that you want to occur in your life. And if you do it for long enough, for enough times, like I said, your mind needs repetition in order to make something come into fruition. You can start to create these things in your reality. And this is really the thesis of a lot of Joe Dispenza's work. So going back to him, I think that his meditations are so awesome because they include this aspect of visualization. He has you get into your subconscious and instead of rewriting with, you know, pen and paper or actually writing out new beliefs and reading them to yourselves, which is one technique, he has you visualize the new story that you want to write, the new way you want to be. And I find that so powerful because A, I'm a visual person, but B, when you start to visualize something, you can actually start to feel in your body what it's like to have that picture, that image, be your reality. And getting into the feeling of something is so important when you want to create that in your life and to manifest. And I think that visualization is such a great way to get there. So if you're not a visual person, if this whole visualization idea doesn't sound appealing to you, you don't have to do it. Like I said, there's so many different ways to do all of this. There's so many different techniques, different resources. I've mentioned such a small handful out of the many, many things that are out there, and that's for you to research and to look into, but I'm just sharing different things that have worked for me. I think that visualization is so powerful, and it's a great way to rewrite the things going on in your subconscious. So going back to the subconscious work, this can be used hand in hand with that, but it's also a great way to just create a picture of what you want your life to look like. It doesn't have to be a subconscious belief that you want to rewrite. It can just be, what do I want my day to look like? Let me visualize it. And I use this for short-term goals, but also long-term goals. So you can literally sit down and visualize the night before what you want your next day to look like, how you want it to flow, what things you want to get done, and that could be a way to visualize your goals, and that could be a short-term thing, or you could visualize the grand, you know, scheme of your life and how you want that to play out. And this could be used on such a small scale, but also such a large scale. And I find that when I sit and try to visualize how I want something to go and really create that image, it ends up becoming true a lot of the times. It's really wild. It's really cool to experience, but I recommend just playing around with this. Like I said in the beginning, take what works for you and leave the rest. But if you are intrigued by this idea of visualization, maybe you've never tried it, I think it's a really easy thing to do to just sit down, visualize what you want to create in your next day on a small scale, just practicing this exercise and seeing what comes up for you the next day, seeing if any of it comes true. And you can kind of play around with it, see what works for you with this, and start to use it for creating the bigger things you want to manifest this year. And like I said, in general, because we don't have to just create goals for 1 year of our lives. I know a new year can make us feel that way, but we can really start to think ahead, not just for this year, but long term what we want. So to kind of sum up this whole point of visualization and how to start to use it to create what you want, I wanted to read this quote from The Power Within You. Once again, last quote from the book that I'll read in this episode before I end this. The quote says, "When you have set a goal for yourself, whether it's short-term or long-term, envision yourself getting there. Use your creative imagination and see yourself attaining your goal." That's a good way to stimulate the success mechanism, a good way to prime the pump. Hold the image of your success and your completion in front of you and keep moving forward. It'll become obvious moment to moment what must be done next. All you have to do is hold to that completed image of success as your direction and then move to the next obvious thing to be done. That's living in the now, and that's success. So I just thought that that was such a beautiful quote to end this and to also bring us back to the importance of staying in the present when you're trying to manifest whatever it is you're trying to manifest. Because I think that a lot of us can start to live in the future when we want to set up goals, and then we start to become attached to those goals and attached to the outcome. And the best way to actually get what you want to get done and create what you want to create is to just do the next thing that's going to get you towards your goal. And the way to do that is just hold on to the image of what you want and just do the next thing that's going to move you in that direction and stay in the present as you do it. And I know that is so much easier said than done. I would highly recommend reading The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle if you struggle with living in the present. That book was really eye-opening for me, and it really speaks to this whole idea of presence in getting to where we want to go. And coupled with visualizing that goal and all the goals you have for yourself, the short-term ones, the long-term ones, exactly what John Rogers said in that quote I just read, it's not a matter of if you will reach your goals, it is a matter of when. Obviously, with the caveat that sometimes, as I said in the beginning of the episode, the universe has better plans for us than what we have envisioned for ourselves. So always keep that in mind. Always flow with it, be open, and be surrendered to what the universe has in store for you. But also remember that you have the power within you to create what you want. And we're all co-creators with this universal energy, with God. So we can start to harness that power. You really have so much of this positive, loving energy flowing within you, just wanting you to succeed and create the things you want to create in this world. And it's just a matter of being able to harness it, letting go of the things that are blocking it, working with your subconscious to create positive, loving beliefs aligned to those things, being clear on what it even is that you want, visualizing it, thinking positive thoughts, having a positive focus with our thoughts, not just thinking positive thoughts, but really holding on to the thoughts that are going to be loving and in alignment with where we want to go, letting go of the rest and being really ruthless and disciplined with which thoughts we're holding in our minds and using our minds to our advantage, whether it's your subconscious mind, your conscious mind, our thoughts, our emotions, using all of these things to our advantage through remembering that we are not our thoughts and feelings and emotions. We are soul. We are able to observe these things if we can start to separate those. And all of those things combined together, those really are the keys to manifesting the life that you want to live. And I know that all of that sounds really great, but it can be really hard in practice. So I really implore you to read the books I've recommended, listen to the podcasts of people I've mentioned, really start to surround yourself with more of this information. And I can create more episodes on this topic if you're interested, or maybe dive deep into specific topics. I know I mentioned two past podcast episodes that I've done on these topics. The first one being how to live with intention in 2023. That was last year's New Year's episode. So just look back to 1 year before this one and you will find that episode about setting up conscious intentions and goals and having clear goals, being specific about what you want and finding out what it is that you want. And then the other episode is Understanding Your Subconscious Mind with Jenna Sophia. That is episode 3 of this podcast. It is an oldie but a goodie and really gets into everything with tip number 3 from this episode with the subconscious work that I was talking about. So I hope this has been helpful, and I hope that you are feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to tackle your goals and intentions for this year. I know I talked about a lot of different things, so definitely don't feel like you have to implement every single thing all at once. These are all just different techniques, tools, resources that have helped me when it comes to manifesting what I want in my life and goals that I have for myself. And I have had a lot of success with all these techniques and tools. And it's just about, like I said earlier in this episode, taking it day by day, being kind and gentle with yourself, and not forcing any of this, because it really is all about finding a flow and finding a balance between co-creating and putting out what you want to get back, but also being open to receive things that you didn't even know you would want, like I've been mentioning over and over again. Let me know if you have any other questions on any of this. You can find me at Ava Nouri Wellness on Instagram and TikTok, and you can email me at avanourwellness@gmail.com if you have any questions or anything like that. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will be back with a guest episode next week. I am so excited for this year, and I hope that you are all able to create whatever it is that you want to create this year with grace, with ease, with love. And thank you so much for being here, for listening. I love you all. And here is to an incredible 2024.